Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has praised the role of the resistance in reaching an agreement on a truce between the Israelis and Palestinians. Hezbollah issued a statement saying that the Palestinians' victory against the Israelis was achieved through the will, steadfastness, and persistence of the resistance. The Palestinian government has asked the United Nations to hold war crime trials for Israeli soldiers. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki sent a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Western countries' foreign ministers, urging them to start an investigation in line with the Geneva Conventions. The leader of the Shia Houthi fighters in Yemen has called for another mass anti-government rally on Wednesday. Houthis are demanding a new federal system of government. They're also seeking more representation in a national review agency that is overseeing the rewriting of the constitution. Boko Haram Takfiri militants have seized two more towns on the Nigerian border with Cameroon. Reports say the militants overran the cities of Ashigashia and Karawa after troops deployed there fled to Cameroon to seek refuge. Boko Haram had earlier stormed through two other Nigerian cities. A U.S. Navy nurse who refused to force-feed hunger-striking prisoners at Guantanamo has been sent home. The nurse was the first and apparently only member of the medical staff at the prison to refuse to take part in the procedure and has been sent on leave. The United Nations has warned of a looming food crisis in Ebola-hit Sierra Leone. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says the deadly outbreak in the West African nation has caused an acute shortage in farm labor. Sierra Leone has been hit hard by the epidemic sweeping across the region. And a South African minister is accused of ordering the massacre of 34 striking miners at Marikana back in 2012. Former Mines Minister Susan Shabangu is to testify before the Marikana inquiry that is investigating the incident. She's accused of labeling the violent labor dispute a criminal act.